This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden said Tuesday afternoon the country can change the course of the coronavirus disease and change life in America for the better. The president-elect saying the first 100 days of his administration will make a difference for the U.S. and its fight against COVID-19. He emphasized mass vaccination distribution is needed to achieve the goal of 100 million shots in the first 100 days. Speaking from the eastern U.S. state of Delaware, the president-elect also introduced a team to lead his administration's response to the pandemic. California Attorney General Xavier Becerra will be nominated for Secretary of Health and Human Services. President-elect Biden chose Dr. Rochelle Walensky to run the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. President-elect Biden's announcement comes as the U.S. moves closer to approving a COVID-19 vaccine. A U.S. Food and Drug Administration independent advisory panel will meet Thursday to discuss Pfizer and BioNTech's vaccine data. The panel will also recommend whether the shot should be authorized for emergency use. Then Friday, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's advisory panel will meet to review the data. A vote from the CDC panel on specific recommendations is expected on Sunday. Eventually, the FDA will get the final say. Brazil has signed a letter of intent with Pfizer Incorporated, guaranteeing the delivery of more than 70 million COVID-19 vaccine doses from January next year. That, according to Health Minister Eduardo Pazuello. Shortly after the announcement, President Jair Bolsonaro tweeted that Brazil will make any vaccine available free of charge to anyone who wants it. This is VOA News.